All along on the road, the sweet of the soul, there's an eye watching you. Every step that you take, this great eye's away, there's an eye watching, watching you, watching you, watching you. Every day, mind the course to pursue. Watching you, watching you. There's an ocean eye watching you. As we make life's great fight, tip the pathway of right, there's an eye watching you. God will warn not to go in the path of the foe, there's an eye watching you, watching you, watching you, watching you. Every day, mind, oh, to pursue. Watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Fix your mind on the goal, the sweet home of the soul. There's an eye watching you. Took the turn to the way, to the kingdom of faith. There's an eye watching, watching you, watching you, watching you. Every day, mind the course to pursue. Hallelujah! Watching you, watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you, watching you, watching you. Every day, mind the course to pursue. Oh, watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching. One more time, watching, watching you, watching. Thank you, Lord. There's an all-seeing. Every day, mind the course, watching you, watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. Amen. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it spoke my love to me. Oh, but I long to me nearer.
the first verse. For I am thine, O Lord. I've heard thy voice, and it told Alleluia. Thy love to me.
Amen.
But I long to rise in the arms of faith Amen. Tonight, Lord, to be closer drawn to thee. Lift me up, Lord, tonight.
Amen.
For me to catch the glimpse of glorious bright. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that your love tells me that you died for me. Let's bow the eyes. Just tell the Lord, I thank you that I am thine.
Hallelujah.
And I give glory to you that tonight your love has caused me to come to you. And all that, Lord, I'm looking forward to tonight, that, Lord, you draw me closer to thee. Lord, I want to feel your touch right within me
Amen.
Tonight. Even as I approach your throne of grace, your throne of mercy, I know there is greater things tonight, Lord, that is stored for me. And Father, I want you to prepare me, Lord, tonight to receive them. Lord, open me up now. And fill me, O Lord Jesus, with your blessings tonight. I humble myself tonight, Lord, to receive all the Lord you have purposed for me.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for the day so far. My going out and my coming in, Lord. I thank you for my working place. Thank you for my home. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my school. I thank you, Lord Jesus, many mercies that, Lord, you've given to me to be in your presence, Lord. Father, I give glory to you. I know that, Lord Jesus, there is always something good in store when you call your children. So, Lord, tonight, oh, we know that it's no exception, Lord. You have always done it. And you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. So here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Let the purpose of your calling tonight to God sweep over me, Lord Jesus, abundantly and exceedingly.
Amen.
Oh, than what even I have expected, O God. Once again, Lord, I say I give glory to you.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercies, for your grace, for your protection. And above all, for your loving kindness towards me. I thank you, Lord. Bless your word, O Lord Jesus, and make it a living bread, O Lord, unto us tonight. And even, Lord, we want to cry, Lord, right deep from our heart, Lord Jesus. The groaning, O Lord, not from man, but the spirit that, Lord, you've placed before within us, Lord. That, Father, we ask the things that, Lord, oh, you have purpose for us. We thank you, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
As we stand in, we have two readings tonight. Let's turn to Romans 6, 1 to 8. And then we have Hebrews 13, 8. Let's read Hebrews 13, 8 first. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever.
Amen.
Hebrews 13:8. Let's read it once again. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Amen. And now we read Romans 6, 1 to 8. Romans 6, 1 to 8. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Amen. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. This is the text that the prophet preached when he was preaching on identified with Christ. So tonight, that's our topic. Whom are you identified with? I am identified with Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word of God. Oh, we want to be like you, Lord Jesus. So we, Lord, our life, even what we say, everything that we do, Lord, we want to see the identification of you, Christ, in our life. So, Lord, tonight, we've come, oh God, to renew ourselves again, Lord. Oh, to bring that identification, Lord, to fruitfulness, Lord, in our life. Bless your word, O God, and make it a living bread unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Yeah, last Sunday, a couple were baptized here. And as the baptism was going through, this was the text that came to my mind. And I prayed that God will bring this knowledge, this experience upon the couples by his own way, how he will bring the meaning of this baptism onto what? Onto this couple. That was my prayer for them. But meanwhile, we have already been baptized. But this is a scripture that always we must tell, we must go back to. Amen. And measure ourselves to see if we are in line. Amen. 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 This scripture about what? Baptism. So therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Amen. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Amen. Amen. Brethren. So we have already, there were the new people that were coming in. And when I was seated there praying for them, that was the very scripture I was praying over, that the Lord would bring that newness of life onto them. Amen. But meanwhile, we that have already been in, we always got to go back to this very scripture about baptism to measure ourselves to see If we are walking in the newness of life, amen, identified with him, because if you are buried with him, if you die and you are buried and resurrect with him, you come up with what? A newness of life.
Amen.
You are identified with him. You become like him. Because in verse 5, he said, "For if we have been planted together," amen, "in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." We shall be also in the likeness of what? Of his resurrection. So we'll be like him. Praise God. Verse 6, knowing, because when it happens that way, knowing that our old man, that's all our former life, all our former deeds, the way how we talk, the way how we go about things, is crucified with him. Praise the Lord. That the body of sin might be destroyed. So we have destroyed what? The body of sin. That henceforth, we should not serve sin anymore. Amen. For he that is dead is freed from sin. If you are dead, you are free from sin.
Amen.
Amen. Look at it in the natural realm. Someone who is dead, how can he sin? He's dead. He doesn't know what is going around him. He's not aware of anything that goes around him. You can just go there and slap him. Nothing happens. There wouldn't be any reply. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so spiritually, when you are dead also, the same thing of God. See,
amen.
When somebody does something against you, you don't see it.
Amen.
Amen. So, for he that is dead is freed from sin. You look at the natural and bring it to the spiritual. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Amen. So tonight, what we're going to look at is, we identify, see, in us, something must be identified in us, and that is Christ. So I was just saying that then something got to be identified out. I don't know if it's a good English, but the meaning of it is most important. Something got to be identified out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If something that is not right, you got to identify it and get it out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. As the prophet said, he said, when you are sealed in, Satan is what? Satan is what? Sealed out.
Amen.
Amen. When you are sealed in, Satan is sealed out. So if you are Christ is identified in you, the world is identified out. Praise the Lord. So, in the message book, Identified with Christ, Jeffersonville, 1959, there's something here. Let's just read it quietly and see. Paragraph 53, he said, you know, there are in the country today so many dissatisfied people. They are dissatisfied. And it's amazing when you get around and find out so much dissatisfaction. People hardly know what they want to do. They come down the road at about 70 and 80 miles an hour in a 30-mile zone, slide and brakes and turn around and corner and start up with such a speed. You know what he's trying to say? You don't understand what is happening. You see somebody who just a place where the speed limit is 30 miles or 30 kilometers an hour. You see somebody running at what? 80, 90, And then breaks, makes a U-turn off. He goes back again. What is he looking for? Praise the Lord. See, seems like people don't know what they want. Some of them get so disturbed until they go down to the drugstore and purchase for themselves a bottle of what? Arsenic or sulfuric acid or something. And then they commit suicide. They find them what? Lying dead. Amen. Let's look at what? These celebrities. The way how they die. What have they identified their life with? Praise the Lord. They identify their life with something else, with the world. Look at the way how they die. Brethren, that's why when we have gone, if we say we have been dead and buried and resurrected with Christ, then Christ has to be identified in us so that we live forever. But if the world is identified in us, look at the people who live in the world. That's what the prophet is talking about here. Amen. Look at the way how they die. Praise the Lord. Amen. Quite recently, the last one who died quite recently said he died in what? In the lift in his house. Amen. See? Because he had taken what? Something overdose. Because he had HIV. See, these all things. It's what? It's in the world, yeah. Another one died today. God couldn't understand it. Brethren, you see what is happening. They die strange death. These celebrities. And meanwhile, you could see that the other one, I've forgotten the name. It's a very big mansion. Very big mansion. No, apart from Prince who died, I was talking about Prince. But there are others, very big mansion. And you don't understand why they should kill themselves. They are not satisfied. Something. See, they are looking for some kind of satisfaction, but they cannot find it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because the identification here is what? It's in the wrong realm. See, brethren, that's why if we want to identify ourselves with Christ, we must do it in a total, complete, and genuine way. Because anything that is not complete is still not what? Right before God. You may not die that way. You die spiritually. Praise God. You may not pass through that physical way while they die, but you will die what, spiritually. You are alive but yet dead, as the Bible says. Praise God. It says some will turn on gas jets on the room or sit in their automobiles with the pipe of the carbon monoxide gas trying to get away from life. You see? They will set a pipe to what? The exhaust. And then the exhaust, they put it in the car, they put on the car, and then the car will be bringing this in the fumes. Praise the Lord. And then they will die. Just kill themselves that way. You don't understand it. It says some will climb up the bridge and write a little note and stick it to their coat, lay it down, and plunk themselves to death. In a river, jumping off what, mountains, higher towers. And then some also would do what? Would take pistol, put it in his head, and actually blow his brains out. My brother, we are looking at all these things in what? In the spiritual realm. Amen. Praise God. They are dying physically, but we die spiritually. Praise the Lord. And so we got to. He said, today you go to the hospitals are full of dissatisfied people. The insane institutions are overrun. Dissatisfied. They don't know what they want. They seem to be what? Something that they are reaching after, but they just never come to it. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, the prophet said, the reason man gets dissatisfied is that it is placed in a man to want to identify himself with something.
Amen.
It is in a man. That always you want to identify yourself with something. God places it there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why our children, if you allow them to be watching all these televisions and all those things, they'll be picking what? The way how some of them act. You see, they want to identify themselves with that person. Either a haircut, or the way how they talk, the way how they dress, the way how they walk. You see, that's why we don't allow our children to be watching all those things, because they will try to identify themselves with those things. Praise God.
Amen.
So God, the prophet said, God has placed in a man to want to identify himself with something. Always you want to identify yourself with something. And the only thing that you need to identify yourself with is what? With Christ. And so he said, Satan knows this, that it is in you. And so he has placed what? Many things to entice you. Many things around us. Praise God. Brethren, let us not make this mistake. To put our faith in things of this world.
Amen.
They are things that satisfy not. And they are things that endureth not unto what? Unto everlasting life. Satisfaction can only be found in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's look at Hebrews 13:8. It said, now Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And in this message book, the Identified Christ of All Ages, 1964, he said, now, we Christians always, now we are coming to our topics now. Now, we Christians always talk about how great God was. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. But he said, we Christians always talk about how great God was. And how always we sing how amazing he is. He made a way in the sea for the children to what? To pass through. We talk about what he has done. What he was. Amen. I said we talk about that how we heard the cry of barren Hannah and he gave her children. We talk about those things. What God had done. He was able to make a way where there was no way for the children of God to pass through, to escape their enemies. We talk about what? Barren Hannah, how she cried and God gave her children. We talk about how God was. Then the prophet said, if he's not the same God of Moses today, praise the Lord, then what good is it for God of Moses for us to talk about? What's the need for us to talk about? If he is not the same God of Moses, the God of Moses is not the same today, then why should we talk about him? There's no need. It's something past. Praise God. And he said, if he isn't the same God of Hannah today, then there is no need for today to talk about the God of Hannah. Praise the Lord. That means the God of Moses, he is the same today.
Amen.
The God of Hannah, he is the same today.
Amen.
So that same God can make a way where there is no way.
Amen.
And that same God can make the barren to have what? To have children.
Amen.
Because he's the same God of Hannah.
Amen.
The same God of Moses. He changeth not.
Amen.
But we always talk about what he did in the past. But we don't try to what? Believe that in this time, he's that same God that can do the same thing.
Amen.
Our faith always is what? Not stable, staggering. That for this, it can be possible. What cannot be possible? All things are possible.
Amen.
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He changeth not. The same God of Moses is today. The same God of Hannah is the same God today.
Amen.
He's still working. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's still working. Brethren, the little things that come our way, I couldn't hear the testimony you were talking about. But praise be to God.
Amen.
I know it was a positive word, testimony.
Amen.
He's still working today.
Amen.
Amen. Me, any little thing that comes my way, I recognize that, yes, this is the hand of God.
Amen.
Just like the testimony I was giving last Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
You know one thing? After God, a voice told me, something began to what, go through my conscience. He said, when you said your wife should use the phone to call while there was no credit on it, I could have done it. But if I've done it, you have taken the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And then I smiled and said, God is true.
Amen.
Because the only thing I would have said that, what did I tell you? What did I tell you? See, I've taken the glory. And so God waited to do it in his own way so that the glory will be his. And so when we got there, we stopped and angel called. The only thing I said was, God is great.
Amen.
God is wonderful. See, I give glory to him.
Amen.
God was doing it in his own way to receive the glory. But even when I said, my wife, there was no credit on her phone. But I said, you call. I believed it with faith. I said, you call. She called and didn't work. I said, all right, let's go. Amen. Then the voice told me that if I could have done it, but if I had done it, you would have taken the glory. Because I would have said, what did I tell you? See that it's working. Then I take the glory. God wanted to take the glory himself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's still God.
Amen.
He's still working. Praise God.
Amen.
So if he's not the same God, said Christians across the world over believe the moving of God in Moses' day and believe all that Christ did in his day on earth here and are looking forward for his second coming, but cannot identify where he is today.
Amen.
His word and what he is doing. Let us identify what God is doing this day, every hour, every minute, every second in our lives.
Amen.
Let's identify it, brethren, and give the glory to him. Then he does more in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Don't overlook things. You are watchmen. Whatever you see, report.
Amen.
And he will give you what? The answer. He'll give you the meaning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, now, the trouble with people today, we find them living in the glare of another age. That means another age matter. Oh, we talk about them and we praise God for what he did, what? In another age. Just like Jesus found them still living in the glare of the law. See, he came to meet some people, they were still what? Believing in the law. Something that what? Was passed whilst he, Christ, standing before them, bringing what? He said, the law coming to fulfill the law.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We ignore, you see, ignoring what that was taking place before their very eyes. They were ignoring what was taking place right before their, before them. That's what is happening. God is doing things, but we are ignoring them. Brethren, let's identify all these things that God is doing in our lives. He said, the prophet said, that makes what? The story of what? The woman at the well so significant. Because the woman at the well, she recognized what was unfolding before her. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. That is what we need to. The prophet said, not even regardless of what the appearance of that man, regardless of the appearance of that man, because Christ that time, maybe he was so, looked so dirty, but she was not looking at the appearance, but she was listening to what? The words of life that was coming. And she recognized it. Brethren, he said, if you have known Moses, the Pharisee said, we have Moses. And he said, if you have known Moses, you have known me, because Moses wrote about me. Amen. And he said, we have God as our Father. And then Jesus answered, if you have God as your Father, then you have known me. Amen. Amen. Because I proceeded out of him. Amen. And so we also, now we are going towards our second reading about the baptism. So when we also say that, we have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Then, the identification must be what? Found in us. Because they said we have Moses as what? As our father. If you have Moses as your father, then you have what? Known me. Who am I? And so if we also say we have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, then we, the identification of Christ must be seen in us. If the identification of Jesus Christ is not seen in us, then the thing is, we never repented in the first place. We didn't repent in the first place. And we didn't die. We weren't buried. And we have not resurrected. Amen. Amen. Because when Christ died and was buried and resurrected, he left a sign. He left something behind to prove that he was alive. Amen. Amen. And that was what? An empty tomb. He left an empty tomb behind to prove that he is alive. Amen. That's why when the three ladies, they went in there to balm the dead body. They saw what? They saw an empty tomb. That's the proof that he is risen. Amen. And so we also must what? Have empty tombs. So that it will identify that we also, we are what? We are alive. Praise God. Yes, sir. We must have that proof in our lives. The proof that our former place, the council of ungodly, is empty. Amen. Amen. We must have that. That the council of ungodly, that's where we were what? That tomb we were in. A dead tomb. But now that council of ungodly, moving from godly people, that place is what? Empty. Amen. So that tomb is empty. You are not there. They can never find you amongst what? The people of ungodly. Amen. You have that empty tomb. Amen. In your life. That shows that you are living. But if you find yourself yoked together with people, ungodly people, then you are still in your tomb. You have not yet risen. Amen. Amen. Or when we look at the ways of sinners, you can't be found there. That tomb that once you were, your dead body was, is now empty. Amen. See? The ways of sinners, We cannot find you there. And then the seat of the scornfuls and the liars and the gossipers, your seat there is no more. No one is there. You are no more there. That means you are not. You don't lie anymore. You don't gossip anymore. Praise the Lord. You show that empty tomb in your life. That's what you are living. There is life in you. Now it can be, so that now it can be found that what? A delight of the word of God is now, is in your life. You have been quickened. The same spirit that was in Christ, that raised Christ from the dead, is what? It's in you that has quickened you also from the dead. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. Praise the Lord. We want to be like him. We want to be identified with him. And always I remember this song. Anytime it comes to what? To be like him. To be identified with him. I believe you know how to sing that song. It said to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like him. All through life journey. From earth to glory. I only ask to be like him. To be like him, to be like him, on earth I long to be like him, all through life journey, from life to glory. I only ask to be like him. How do you become identified with him? The prophet said, first, you repent of what you already have done. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then you identified with him here in the pool. That we are talking about the baptism again. Brethren, we must go back and look at if our baptism still stands pure. Praise the Lord. We got to renew our minds to find out if our baptism still stands pure. He said, first repent of what you have already done. And then you identified with him here in the pool. In the pool, you are identified with him in baptism. Amen. For if we are buried in Christ, we are identified in his death, burial, and resurrection. That's why we are baptized. We go down into the water, come back up to witness that we believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if we are planted in his likeness, in his death, God gave us a promise that we will be like him in his resurrection. Amen. Brethren, identify yourself. The prophet said, you identify yourself with a movie queen and you see where you'll be. Identify yourself with a cowboy or a teenager and see where you will be. See, but I challenge you tonight. The prophet said, I challenge you tonight. Amen. Identify yourself with Jesus Christ in his death. Amen. And his resurrection. And see where you will be at the resurrection. Amen. Amen. For if we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. Amen. God has given us the promise. And my whole desire is to be like him. Amen. Take me, O Lord, and mold me. Amen. And make me. Yes, shape me over again. Brethren, if we need to pray tonight this way, let us pray tonight this way. After examining ourselves, if we need to pray this way, tonight, here I'm reading from the prophet. He said, but I challenge you tonight. Identify yourself with Christ in his death, his resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. For if we suffer with him, we will reign with him.
Amen.
That God has given us a promise, and my whole desire is to be like him.
Amen.
And so tonight, if we examine ourselves and we see that there are some things that we need to identify out, then let our prayer be that take me, Lord. Mold me, Lord. Make me and shape me over again. Praise the Lord. Shape me over again. And like the prophet that went down to the potter's house, he said, break me up and remold me.
Amen.
Amen. Break me up tonight, Lord, and remold me. Shape me over again. He said, you share in this meekness. And you share in his power.
Amen.
If you be sincere tonight and you share in his meekness, he said you will share also in his power.
Amen.
That if you share his obedience, you will share in his resurrection.
Amen.
In the newness of life.
Amen.
So tonight, brethren, all this short exhortation is because of last Sunday, the baptism. I looked at it, it really touched me. I really prayed for the couple that, Lord, let their baptism not be in vain.
Amen.
Then it just occurred that we as what, that have been in it already and have come out, we need also to look at the same scripture. Praise God. We've got to look at it again and see if really we are dead. We were dead, buried, and we have resurrected into a newness of life.
Amen.
If not, then tonight, my brother, my sister, said, shape me over again. Mold me, Lord. Break me up. And what? Remold me. Praise the Lord. He is saying it because he knows that we will what? We will have our shortcomings. We will fall here and there. But he is ready to do what? If we will sincerely from our heart and say that, Lord, here I am. Yes, I've failed here. I've done this wrong. Here is me here. Lord, I need a remolding tonight. Praise the Lord. He said, if you do that in all meekness, he will give you his power. And if you do it in all obedience, he said, you will share in his resurrection. He said, do as God says. That's what the prophet said. He said, do as God says, do.
Amen.
In my heart, the greatest thing that I could think of is to be like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. To be identified with him. That's why I baptize people in the name of Jesus Christ. We are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ because we want to be like him. The baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, the purpose is to be like him. To die and to be buried. And then you resurrect in the newness of life to be like him. Amen. He's our identification. We pack that identification. Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. giving praise to God for it. Amen. Amen. For we are identified with him in baptism. Amen. So brethren, looking at what? The day we got into the water. Till today, are we walking in that newness of life? Amen. Are we walking in that newness of life? Brethren, tonight, he's here. As the prophet said, he said, but I challenge you tonight. I challenge you tonight. It's just like what Paul said, I beseech you, brethren. Amen. I beseech you, brethren. I challenge you tonight. It's a plead. He's what? Telling us tonight. I challenge you. That means you got to be sincere to yourself. You got to be what? Truthful to yourself. And know where you need a remolding. Where you need what? A reshaping. Where you need to be broken. Break me up. He said, break me and remold me. There are some things that in my life that has become a mountain. I need those things to be broken, Lord. It has become what? Hindrance and obstacles. I want those things to be broken, Lord. So that you remold me again in the power of the resurrection. I challenge you tonight. I beseech you tonight. He said, do as God says do. Amen. Amen. Do as God says do. Remolding. And then as we know that he changeth not. Amen. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. We have two subjects tonight. That he changeth not. Amen. Amen. And the other one, he said, I want you to be like me. Amen. I'm ready to remold tonight. I'm ready to reshape you tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. But meanwhile, let's look at also what he says that he changeth not. Hebrews 13:8. Our prayer will go that place also. That he changeth not. Believe it that he changeth not. If he's not the same God of Moses today, that can make a way where there is no way, then there is no need for us, what? To be opening even where it has been written Moses. There's no need for us to do what? To study anything about Moses. Amen. But we are studying all about Moses. Because we believe that Moses, the God of Moses, is still the God of today. Amen. That he can make a way where there is no way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We believe that he's that same God of Hannah. Amen. Hannah prayed to God. A barren woman prayed and she, not one child, she received what? Children. Amen. He said, the prophet said, if he's not the same God of Hannah today, then there's no need for us to talk about Hannah. But we are talking about Hannah today because he's that same God. Amen. So if you are looking for something from him tonight, believe that he changeth not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just believe by faith. Amen. He will surely come your way. Amen. 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 He will surely come your way. Amen. And if you need a remolding tonight, he said, I'm here tonight. Amen. To break all mountains, hindrances, obstacles that are in your way. I'm here tonight to break them and remold you. If only you be sincere and confess to me, I will do it. Amen. Amen. And it will never come back again. You will now come into the newness of life. The musicians can come now. Praise the Lord. And let's sing that song, Mold Me, Take Me. And let us sing with our heart, believing that tonight, what has gone wrong in my life, the Lord is here tonight to reshape me and make me what? In the newness of life again. Praise the Lord. How many believe that? He's a loving God. He loves us, brethren. He's a loving God. He said, if you have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Amen. Knowing this, that the old man is already crucified. It's crucified. That the body of sin might be destroyed. The body of sin is destroyed. Just believe it. That way that is destroyed. And you need a reward, a remolding. If this is not the word of God, the prophet would not have what, preached it. That's why the prophet is saying, but I challenge you tonight. Identify yourself with Christ Jesus. Amen. There is a promise for you. He said, mold me, make me, shape me over again. Amen. Just like what? The prophet that went to the potter. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, he said, break me up. Amen. Break me up completely. Amen. And then remold me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother George. Let's bow our heads. Tonight,
amen.
With these words that you have heard, which way are you going tonight? Are you going to take him that he changes not, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? And that he is the same God of Moses tonight. He's the same God of Hannah tonight. Then lay your request before her. Lay your request before him. He changeth not. Tell him he's here tonight. Say, Lord, I believe that you changeth not. I believe it. That you are the same God of Moses. I believe it, Lord. I believe it. I've taken the challenge tonight. Yes, Lord, I believe it. That you change us not. You can make a way where there is no way. There are doors that are closed against me. But Lord, tonight, with the assurance that I have received from you, quickening your word to me tonight, Lord, I hold it by faith. I hold it by faith. And the Lord Jesus, in all your things, you are the same. The way that has been blocked, the doors that have been closed, the things that, Lord, I do and it never succeed. Tonight, Lord, I believe. I believe. I believe. That, Lord, you, tonight you make it good to me. That's my confession. That's my faith. That's what, Lord, I raise before you. That you never fail. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have never failed. I believe it. I remember that day. Oh, yes, we always remember, because you are the God of Moses. You are that same God tonight. We know what you did in the day of Moses. you will do it for me tonight. You will do it for me. And even, Lord, I believe you have done it as long as, Lord Jesus, you know my heart, all what I desire. You know. Even before I open my mouth, you know my heart, Lord. You know what I want from you. Oh, the God of Hannah, in the name of Jesus Christ, there wouldn't be barrenness in this house. In the name of Jesus Christ, God of Hannah, God of Rebecca, God of Sarah, we believe you tonight. We believe. And Lord, tonight, I've searched myself. I see this weakness coming over and over. It's coming over and over, Lord. It easily besets me. But tonight, Lord, I've taken the challenge. I confess to you. I confess. This is my weakness, Lord. This is where, Lord Jesus, I tried to fight it. But Lord, now I see that the battle, oh Lord, I can never fight. So Lord Jesus, I surrender to you. Break me, Lord. Shape me, Lord. Mold me, Lord. Renew me, Lord. That's my prayer tonight. I surrender all my shortcomings, Lord. Tonight, Lord, I look at what the day that, Father, I went under the pool as a sign that, Lord, I've been dead, I've died and been buried, Lord, now. I want to be resurrected, O God, in the newness of life. Let that newness of life now, oh God, take the whole of my life. Father, I want to be like you. I want to be like Jesus. In my talk, in my ways, in my thinking, in everything that I do, Lord, I want to do it, Lord, just as Father, you will do it. I want to be like you, Lord. I want to talk like you. I want to, Lord, my desire, Lord, always to be according to your will for me. I want to be like you, Lord, tonight. Remold me. Shape me again. Shape me, Lord. Reshape me, Lord. That my life will be a true identification of you, Christ, Lord. Anyone can identify, you, Christ, in my life. Even, Lord, as I stand here, Lord Jesus, so I, Lord, I surrender, Lord, to you. I don't want to identify myself with any other thing, Lord. I want to be identified with you. I want to be identified with you, Lord. In all my ways, I want to see you, Christ, Lord, in my life. I give up, Lord Jesus, all that, Lord, is within me. I give up all that are within me, Lord. I give them up. My thoughts, my mind, my desires, I surrender all to you. Lord, you remold me. I remember, oh God. I remember when Jacob met you, he wrestled with you. And he received all that change in his life. Tonight, Lord, I wrestle with you also. I wrestle with you, Lord, for that change also. That you change my name. Change my life. Change my attitude. Change me, Lord. Mold me. Remold me, Lord. Bring your power, O God, to overshadow my life in everything that I do, Lord Jesus. And Father, tonight we want to pray, committing the church, Lord, into your hands. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. From the pulpit to the pew, Lord, we surrender to you. We give them up to you, Lord. From the ministering, oh, to the son leading, to worship, to husbands, wives, children, youths. Oh, Lord, in this church, oh God, we want to see, Lord, the identification of that same church. In the beginning, the apostolic church, once again, that this church will be identified with it. With the same power, with the same holiness, with the same harmony, with the same accord, moving together, Lord. Without no strife, Lord. Without strife. Without misunderstandings. Without backbiting, without gossiping. That the Lord Jesus will consider one another and provoke one another to love. To one we will remain as one unit in harmony under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Lord, your church tonight, Lord Jesus, let the Holy Spirit sweep over in everything, Lord. Let the Spirit of God fill every office in this church. Oh, Lord Jesus, we commit, oh God, every wife in this church, Lord, into your hands. Lord, that same church. Church without blemish. Church without spot. Church without wrinkle. A holy church. Father, bless your church, Lord. Bless your church. Bless the pastor. Bless the minister. Bless the deacons. Bless, Lord, the song leaders. Bless the musicians. Bless the trustees. Above all, Lord, bless our children. Bless our children, Lord. Bless our children, Lord. Keep them away, O Lord Jesus, from the evil of this world. Keep them, Lord, under the tabernacle, under the secret of your tabernacle, Lord. Keep them, Lord, safe. We thank you, Lord, tonight. Lord, we will look at the identification all the way. Till you come, O Lord Jesus, we will always remind ourselves, whom have I identified myself with? Am I walking in the newness of life? Lord, always let the Holy Spirit of God bring the remembrance to us. That we look at this scripture always. That we believe that we have been buried. We have been dead and buried and resurrected with you. We thank you. We give glory to you, Lord Jesus, tonight. Bless every request that Lord has been uttered tonight, Lord. Meet each and everyone's request tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, meet your children's request tonight. We want to come back, Lord, to testify and glorify your name. We want to tell it, Lord. Give us, Lord Jesus, that grace. Give us, Lord, that privilege, Lord. Oh, to honor your name, Lord, by way of testimony. That tonight, what we have requested, Lord Jesus, will never return to us void. Lord, you accomplished them for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have done it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Make me move me.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long. Journey from earth to glory, I only am to be like you. From Satan's danger, came for that stranger. Serene and holy, oh, be.
As you are singing, believe that it is something right from your heart, that you want to be like him. Because whom do you want to be like? We don't sing just because the words we can read, but we do what? We sing with our heart, believing that I want to be like him. If you want to be like him, you surely be like him. Praise God. Give us one song.
That song you wanted to sing. The cross that you bore will be hard to carry, and every pain that you give, take me, break me, mold me, and that's the one you sing. I want to do, do thine will. That's the one you sing.
Okay. But only I want to, I don't that song that we have in that way.
I want to do thy will.
If you can't find it, let us just give us another song. But keep it in your mind. Where you did breaking, I know the Lord has already broken. And they're remolding.
Amen.
My brother, keep on and believe that the Lord has put a newness of life in you. And so as we go through this door, my brother, my sister,
amen,
believe that there is a newness in you. That everything of the past is gone. What probably has happened a year ago, a month ago, yesterday, as you pass here, you've entered into what? A newness of life. That all is what? All is gone. And now, keep that newness of life from tonight. To be like him. Keep that newness of life as we go out here. Praise the Lord. You are a new someone because he has broken everything that is in you. And he has remolded you. Believe it that way, that I'm a new person tonight. Just like him, Christ Jesus. How many believe that?
Amen.
How many are going out in that vein that
Hallelujah.
I am a new man, I'm a new lady, I'm a new sister, I'm a new husband, I'm a new wife. Amen.
Amen.
Believe it and go out of this door. The Holy Spirit will take over. And you see the joy that is in your heart. Praise God. Go out with joy upon your heart. That you are what? Now in his image. A new person. Praise God. Do you believe it? As you walk out here, you are walking into what? A newness of life. Everything is gone. Just Christ in you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Just as I am without
God. It's not there also. I think the songs have changed. It's not there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's, sister said it's not there. Any other song? Huh? Have thine own way. Have thine own way.
That's the song that I just couldn't
understand.
Read it and then we close. Said, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I'm waiting, yield it
and still.
Amen. Said, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now. As in thy presence, humbly I bow. See, we got to humble ourselves for him to do what? To do the washing, to do the molding. He said, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Say, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold over my being. absolute way, filled with thy spirit, till all shall see Christ only, always living in me. Amen. That only Christ will be seen living in me. Let's bow our hands. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. Father, we came here, oh, believing, Lord. Oh, with full assurance of faith, the Lord. Whatever you purpose for us tonight, oh God, we shall receive, Lord. And Father, we thank you, God, that you have brought your word, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, once again, the Lord Jesus, it will take us away from all the Lord we have committed, oh God, against this our soul, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ, we have surrendered to you. The Lord, you will mold us as we live here, oh God. We believe that we are living in a newness of life. We are living here with joy upon our hearts. We are living here, oh God, with faith. The Lord, your life is now, oh God, is living in us, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we pray the Lord, the Holy Spirit that changes, this Holy Spirit that can change, Lord, every on life that is not right before you, God. Father, change us, Lord, and make us look like unto you.
Amen.
Father, tonight also we have believed that you changeth not. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
That we know that we are still worshiping the God of Moses, the
Amen.
God of Hannah. And that, Lord, what you did that day, oh God, you are doing it the same today, oh God. And even, Father, we know that, Lord Jesus, our request tonight will never, oh God, return without, oh Lord, being accomplished. We believe that, Lord, even you have done it for us already. And so, Lord, we say thank you, oh God, that tonight you have what you have purposed for us, Lord Jesus, has taken, oh God, place in us. And so, Lord Jesus, let us live here, oh God, knowing that, Lord, something has changed in ourselves, Lord. Something has changed in our hearts. Something has changed in our thoughts. Something has changed in our lives, Lord. We believe that, oh God, that newness of life now has taken place, oh God. Father, we commit the church, Lord, once again to your hands. That, Lord, this is the place you said you will meet with your worshipers, oh God. The place where you put your name, oh Lord. And so, Father, we pray that, Lord, this house, any form of strife, Lord, any form of misunderstanding, any form that, Lord, is contrary, oh God, to your word. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will straighten every aspect of life that is not right to God in this house. From the pulpit to the pew, Lord, we commit them, Lord, into your hands. Every office here in this church, Lord, is in your hands. That the Holy Spirit now sweep over the church, oh God, and bring back the same apostolic faith, Lord, amongst us here in this church. That, Lord, we will demonstrate the power of God once again. Oh, that, Lord, the whole world will see that our God is alive. The same God is alive today, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Father, once again, we commit our going out, Lord, into your hand, as having you brought us, Lord. Grant us genuine mercies, Lord. That, Father, even the remaining of the week, Saturday, Lord, as we converge here again, oh, to sit at your feet, Lord, we commit, Lord Jesus, oh, the services, Lord, for Saturday and Sunday, Lord, into your hands. We commit, Lord, the one that you choose, Lord, to stand and bring your word of God into your hands, Lord. That, Father, you put man aside and stand here yourself, Lord, and bring the word of life, Lord, unto us. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands. That, Lord, you continue, God, oh, to use him, O Lord, for the sake of your saved children, Lord. Father, we commit every office here. The Lord, you quicken each and everyone. that we, Lord Jesus, will demonstrate to God the same manifestation of the church that was in the day of Pentecost. We thank you, we bless you tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, O God, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Let's sing one song, just 5 minutes past nine.
Oh.